Hey guys, it's me, Ivory.
And this is Ebony, and welcome to Sassy After Six, Episode 2.
So today's topic is current movies. So, the one I want to talk about is Lion King. Everyone made this whole big deal about Lion King, and from the looks of it was an epic fail. What do you think, Ebony?
That's what I've been told, Ivory. I've been told that Beyonce just ruined it. Now, I know that it's Beyonce and she's supposed to be so great. Quite frankly, she's a shitty actress. I think she's awful. She's a great singer.
The Beehive is going to come for you.
You know what? It's fine because they should be able to admit when their idols fail. Now, she's a great singer, though, but what I've heard is that she totally stole the show and kind of ruined it a little bit. Like, I've heard only one good review of that movie.
What was that?
Well, so my friend, you know, the guy that I've sort of been talking to, he says it was amazing. But then again, he has kind of like weird taste in movies. And I think that it's because he was so like, he's so devoted and committed to the original Disney movie, which I love. I love the original Disney movie.
Of course.
And apparently a lot of it is like shot for shot remake, you know, like a lot of it is so similar. But so he loved it, but he's the only person that I've heard say that they genuinely enjoy it. Okay. I am seeing it Saturday though. I am planning on seeing it Saturday with one of my friends, so okay. You know, so we'll, you the jury's still is. Out yeah definitely
because I'm not really a movie going fan. Like, I don't really go to the movies when stuff comes out. I wait till they come on Netflix or TV. So let
That's
me know how that goes.
A lot of the time, I wait, but she really wants to see it in the, you know, in the theater now. And I heard that Beyonce stole the show in the same way that Will Smith stole the show in Aladdin. But I thought he was great. He was funny. He was flamboyant. He can't really sing. He's more of a rapper, you know. Like, his rapper definitely comes out, but I think a lot of his songs are written that way because he's a lot more of a rapper than he is like a legitimate singer, but he's still so good.
Wait,
like,
so
no complaints here.
Was Aladdin like a musical?
You know, it's Aladdin. It's, you know, the Disney movie has a pretty decent selection of songs, and this one did too. You know, this one had two new songs.
Mixed up with
what?
I'm getting Aladdin mixed up with Shazam.
Oh my gosh. That's not even Will Smith. Isn't that like Shaq or something?
It is. But I'm just getting two black guys in genie pants or whatever.
Oh my God. That's ridiculous. No, Aladdin is a Disney movie. Of course it has music. All Disney movies have music.
Wait, is it a musical? This is so bad. I don't remember any of these movies from my childhood. I am the worst. I am the worst person to talk about any type of movies because I don't go to the theater. It's just, to me, it's like a waste of money.
That's true. But like, well, if you think Aladdin was Robin Williams, it was Robin Williams was the genie first.
Oh my God.
He was the genie first. It wasn't Will Smith.
I am so bad.
And he's kind of modeled after that genie, even though he's, like, not as good. Because, like, nobody can top Robin Williams' genie. Like, he's so funny. But yeah. Will Smith was great. And, by the way, I love Shazam. Shazam is funny.
Yeah, Shazam was a good movie. It was a good movie. I think I seen it, like, a month ago or something. I was like, what the hell?
Like, so you should know it's not a musical.
I was like, wait. Just watching movies from the 90s, like, the stuff that it, oh my God. I think it was in HD. So you could just see like all the imperfection.
Well, it was the 90s. They had bad quality movies compared
Jeez.
To now.
Jeez. Good old 90s.
Oh, I miss the 90s sometimes.
One day.
One day.
I feel about that way. About the 2000s. Hopefully.
I doubt it. All right, so now that we've gotten Lion King out of the way, let's move to our next topic. Our next topic is having adult conversations in relationships. So, you know, because of what happened with the girl.
Okay, you have to give examples because I want everyone to know exactly, like, the adult conversation. that you were trying to have and she was not trying to have.
Okay. So here's how the day started. You know, okay, so remember how last time I talked about the cats that opened up a wormhole into a world full of chocolate? And that's the text that she sent me in the morning.
Oh my God.
Okay. So this time she sent me a text that was something along the lines of, the snowmen have taken over and have made it eternal winter. And I'm just like, you know, I wouldn't mind for it to be cold right now because it's fucking hot and I don't like it. So I wouldn't mind for some cold. And she was like, oh no, the snowmen have brainwashed you. And I'm just sitting there like, no,
what?
I like winter. Like, I like winter. And that's what I said. Uh-huh. And then she tried to make it ridiculous again. She was like, I think the snowmen have brainwashed you. And I'm like, no, I genuinely like winter and I like snow. So, you know, no brainwashing here. I just like it. And then that sort of evolved into like a legitimate conversation. We were talking about like where we want to move to eventually, mm-hmm. and what jobs we want to have. Like, we're like trying to get, like, we were like getting to know each other. But every time I said something, she'd be like, yeah, you already said that. And I'm just like, well, I don't remember what I told you the first day we talked. Like, it was 4 weeks ago, like, or 3.5 weeks ago. I don't know. So, and then, like, she didn't seem to be that into the conversation. And then later that night, she got, like, and I texted her on and off all day. Cause, like, I'm not sitting on my phone all day texting. I'm working. Like,
yeah.
I'm texting sometimes, but I'm not, like, sitting there staring at my phone like she is. So later, she got, like, all upset that I took, like, 3 hours to text her back. And then she also got upset that we were having, like, a genuine conversation. She's like, wow. I feel like the spark has just fizzled out. And I'm sitting here like, the spark hasn't fizzled out, stupid. You just don't want to have a conversation.
The spark hasn't even started, honey. Like,
yeah. Like, we haven't really gotten a chance to get to know each other because you talk about stupid shit all the time. And we've only had, like, 3 real conversations in 3.5 weeks. Like, what do you expect? What do you expect?
So you, like, guys never even tried to, like, do 21 questions?
Well, I tried, but she would say stupid shit. Like, just, like, stupid stuff. Like, that ridiculous cat thing. Or, like, she'd say something weird about, like, gummy bears. I don't know. Gummy
bears dancing. God.
I don't even know.
I wouldn't be able
she would
to
say
do that
something
conversation.
Stupid. Yeah. Like, I could never ask her a question and get a serious answer. And this girl is my age. She's an adult. Or at least I thought she was. But yeah, she's apparently a child. She's a big kid.
Wow.
And I'm fine with, like, dating a kid. Like, the guy I'm talking to is kind of a child in his own way, but he's at least capable of having a conversation.
Yeah, I don't know. These relationships are so tricky. Like, even having conversations, even, like, down to behaviors.
Why do they have to be that tricky, though? Like, it really shouldn't be that complicated most of the time. And I know, like, you know, I can say from personal experience that relationships can be complicated sometimes, but really, it's not that complicated. We make it complicated, you know? Like,
exactly.
We, as people, make everything complicated.
But you know what I think in relationship as well is that it's all about compromise. Like, if both of you guys know that you are two totally different people, but you can at least come to, okay, well, she doesn't really like having these silly conversations, so I'm just going to kind of, like, switch the vibe a little bit and kind of go and have that conversation you want. It's all about compromise. That's all it is. Compromise to the end of the day. If you could do that, then you're winning.
Exactly. And if you're compromising, then you're both winning. It's not like, you know, you're not trying to win the relationship and you're not trying to let them win. You both want to get something out of it. So, and that's where people complicate it the most, is because everybody's trying to win. And all you want, like, you really, all you should do is, you know, make it so you're both in a good relationship. You're not
exactly
trying to make the other person miserable. You're trying to make it so you're both happy. But that's another way, you know, that's just another thing.
Exactly. So for me, just in relationships, this is one thing that I have to work on myself, is that I am a nurturing, like, person in my relationship with my baby boo. And the one thing I hate that he doesn't do is that if I go to the store and I get me something, I'm going to get him something because I know, like, what he likes. So, like, for instance, if I go to a store, like, let's just say I just go to, like, 7-Eleven. If I'm going to get myself a Slurpee, I'm going to get him a Slim Jim. Because I know he likes Slim Jims. Whenever this man goes to the store, he only gets stuff for himself.
Well, he's just not a naturally caring person, I guess, or not a naturally nurturing person. He's also a guy, though. So I feel like we can't expect a lot from them, you know?
Oh, my God. It's just – and look, yesterday was a good day. Yesterday he actually came and had lunch with me at work.
Yes.
And that was really great. Kudos to him. Came home. I had snacks. I had beer. Had everything. And I'm thinking that – I really was about to get some. Right? Like, oh, yeah, like, we're about to sit here and have a good night. Do you know this fool wants to sleep?
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
I'm all ready to do the do, and he went to sleep. I just fell asleep eating gummy bears and looking on Instagram.
Oh, my goodness.
It's just crazy. Another thing that he does, and I want everyone's opinion on this. Do you or would you be in the room or in the bathroom when your mate is using the bathroom?
I think so. Here's the thing.
And so, number two.
Ew. Okay. No. First of all, no. That's weird. Also, don't you have multiple bathrooms in your house?
Okay. I have three bathrooms, but upstairs
so
in our.
So. What's he doing not using one of the other bathrooms?
He's just like hanging out with me.
He's just in there hanging out with you while you take a crap. That's weird.
It is. Like,
that's so weird.
Like, we do other things. Like, we probably like smoke or something.
Yeah, but while you're doing number two, though, that's.
People smoke while I do number two.
Why?
The smoking can hide the funk.
So you want to replace one funky smell with another funky smell?
No.
It's still weird that he just walks in there with you. It's weird.
He'll knock first.
Still, though, I don't know. The only time I'd be okay if they join me in the bathroom is if, like, I'm in the shower and they want to hop in, or if I'm in the shower and he really has to pee or something, then I'd be like, fine, use the bathroom. Cause I only have one bathroom in my apartment. So, you know, that is what it is, but there are boundaries. Like, there are set boundaries. If I'm in the bathroom and I'm using the bathroom, you know, stay out until you need it. Like, until I come out. That's, you know, there are specific boundaries.
Nope, he likes to use it. I don't like it personally. I can't. He's like, oh, you can come in. Like, when he's using it, he'd be like, oh, you can come in with me. I'm like, I wish you get out. Like, it's not my thing. But he's like, what are you so uncomfortable with? You're just pooping. Exactly. I'm pooping. It's
pooping
private.
Is a private thing. It's like one of the few things people do that's meant to be private.
Oh my God. So now it's kind of like I set myself up to, like, use the bathroom when he's asleep.
Have you, like, conditioned yourself to not need to poop until he's in bed?
Yes! Because it feels like he always is, like, there or he's coming. So the other day, I got up, like, it was probably, like, 4 a.m, and I was like, oh, let me just use the bathroom. You know how you wake up and you just get that urge? So I got the urge,
yeah.
And then, like, I got, you know, did what I did, came back to bed, and then, like, when I was getting ready for work, He was like, I heard you got up and use the bathroom. I'm like, what the fuck?
Like, what, are you keeping track now?
Yes. He's like, I know every time when you poop. I'm like, what the hell?
Why is he keeping track of when you're pooping? Is it because he wants to be in there with you? Does he want to be in there with you? Is that why he's keeping track?
I don't know. I think it's just a thing. I think he's just trying to be, like, more, like, togetherness.
Dude, pick
and
another hobby.
Poopiness?
Pick another way. Pick another hobby and pick another way to be together. You know, actually, you know what? For that matter, find a hobby you can complete as a couple because pooping isn't one of them.
No, pooping is definitely not one of them. Definitely not one of them.
I can't. I hope he doesn't. I hope he never hears this. I hope he never hears this.
You know, he should find like a cooking class or something so you can like fill the time instead of bathroom time, you know? Bathroom time is private time.
You know what? You're so stupid. Bathroom time is private time. Bathroom time is private time. I'm going to say that now. That's going to be my new like jingle. Whenever he's there, I'm like, hey, bathroom time is private time.
He'll be like, why are you doing that?
Yeah, like, remember, bathroom time is private time. God, he's going to kill me. I swear to God, if he hears it, he's going to kill me. But anywho, we're just having fun.
Yeah.
Hey, boo, we're just having fun. Remember that.
We're just talking. Just two girls talking.
Wow. So, next on the agenda, I don't know. Let's do open mic.
The alcohol I'm drinking is so good.
What the?
What?
On a Thursday?
I've been drinking every night this week, Sheree.
I'm not even going to front. I just finished this beer, and I have one more left, and I'm trying to keep it from my boo, but it's looking mighty good over here, and he's not here, so.
I've been drinking every night after work since Monday.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's right, because you have new responsibilities.
I do have new responsibilities, and, you know, I have so much work tomorrow, and I just, it's ridiculous. I am tired. Crazy. They better hire someone soon. I'm done.
But they always have the best, so that's always good.
That's true. That's very true.
You can look at it
that way. I'm a little drunk, but I'm the best. You know, fine.
So what are you drinking? What is the cocktail of the evening?
Oh, I'm just drinking Stella Artois cider. It's just like, it tastes like apple cider, basically. It's really good.
I can't do it.
Do you not like ciders?
Like not with alcohol in it. Like I like the warm ones. What do they call them?
What?
The warm ciders, like the ones you can get from Starbucks.
Oh, the non-alcoholic ciders? Ew.
The warm ones with the caramel and whipped cream on top.
Okay, so I like those, but I like the alcoholic ciders better, I think. If I'm gonna get something from Starbucks, I get like a chai latte. But it's a dirty chai though, because I get it with espresso, like a shot of espresso. Ooh. Yeah. Oh,
okay.
It's
so
good.
A barista. I am proud to say that I worked at Starbucks for 4 years, and never in my whole entire time that I heard of a dirty chai. Like chai with espresso. Oh my God.
It tastes really good. And like, honestly, it's espresso is just like, it's the only caffeine in it, because chai latte, it like has barely any caffeine. So if you're going to be caffeinated and get that drink, it has to be a dirty chai. But you can also get it double dirty too with like two shots.
But the thing is, I'm thinking about the way that they make them, because the thing is with chai lattes, it's like the concentrated chai, and then they add water to it, and then they put milk and foam on top. So I'm just thinking about like, what? Like,
I don't know. It tastes better than it sounds.
I'm going to have to try it. I'm just going to have to get me a tall, dirty chai latte and see how that tastes. Because I'm going to get that tomorrow morning, because the espresso thing is just like, it's just throwing me off.
It tastes a lot better than it sounds. I don't know if they still call them dirty chais, though, because, I've heard it called that. And in college, I called it that when I ordered it at my campus coffee shop. But I'm not sure if they actually call it that at Starbucks. But that's what I've heard it called, so that's what I call them. Huh? But when I order it, I just say a chai with a shot of espresso is what I say. Because, like, also, like, one time I said dirty chai in a Starbucks, and she looked at me like I was from another planet. She's
yes,
like,
because we don't even know what. So, wait, who created that? Is that, like, something that you created or?
No, it was something. So, when I was a freshman in college, I might have been a sophomore. I don't remember. But when I was in, you know, one of my first years of college, I got all my classes in the same building.
Uh-huh.
And the coffee, like, there's like a tiny little coffee house. It was like a tiny, tiny with like two tables, whatever, that was situated in the building. Like in that building, it was right outside my first class. So every day I would stop in that coffee house and like at the little coffee stand outside my first class, and I would order that. And eventually she was like, you know, this isn't that caffeinated. Do you want a dirty chai? And I was like, what's that? And she said, oh, it's a chai with a shot of espresso. And I can also give you two shots if you really were so inclined. So I don't know who created that, but I was told about it by the barista at the coffee stand at school. So, you know, but it, you know, no regrets.
No, oh my God. I want to try. The one drink that I know that was with espresso is a frappuccino with espresso shot over top of it. And we call that, let's just say you want to get like a grande mocha frappuccino with espresso on shot, it would be a affogato style.
That's interesting.
And it's good. Actually,
I'm not a frappuccino fan. I, you know, it's kind of, I don't know. I don't really know how to explain it. I used to love vanilla frappuccinos, but I'm not a huge fan anymore of any of them.
Yeah, they're kind of played out. I'll go to McDonald's and get me a frappe first.
You know what I had that actually wasn't that bad though? Last time I was at Starbucks, I got that rainbow frappuccino. Like I got like a shot glass sample of a rainbow frappuccino.
How was it?
You know, it wasn't bad, but I do know there was so much sugar and I just like couldn't deal with it. So I actually, you know, I gave it to someone else to finish because I was like, I can't deal with all the sugar. It was insane. But it tasted better than it looked. Like, it, you know, it looks like it would taste weird, but it didn't. It tasted kind of vanilla-y. Just, you know, just plain old, you know.
That's not the unicorn one, is it?
Is it the unicorn one? I don't know what it was. She said it was a rainbow one. Mm-hmm. She said it was a rainbow frappuccino, and she, like, shoved the sample in my face, and I'm like, okay, I'll just take it so you can, you know, well, get damn out of my face. Yeah, well, I wanted to try, and she's like, here, you want this? And I'm just like, no, I don't really. And she's like, take it. And I'm just like, fine. Oh, fine, wow. I'll take it. Get out of my face. I'm going to, like, try.
Like, wow, wow.
So I tried it. And it wasn't bad, but then I was like, it was so much sugar, and I just gave it to someone else, and he finished it for me.
Wow. Well, I think that may be the end of, what do you think, Sassy After Six, or do we have a
word? Unless you have anything else you want to talk about.
I don't, but I will next week. I have a list.
Oh, I'm going to keep a list, too. There are things that we need to talk about.
We'll be at work, like, typing away, doing our work. Then I'm like, oh, hey, let's talk about this next time on the show.
Add this to the list.
Then I come to you and be like, wait, what are we talking about again? See, that's why I have to have you added to the list, because I'm going to forget.
Well, I wrote it down. I wrote everything down. So that's the only reason I remember. So when you say, what are you talking about again? I consult my list. And I'm just like, oh, this is what we're talking about.
Yay!
I have it written and tucked away in my notebook that I keep at work just, you know, to have it.
Just have
I'll cross them off as we go.
Know me in my memory. I don't know what's happened. It's like, I'm like, my memory is just gone. I don't know what the hell is going on. It's like, even though at work, I swear to God, my computer at work has a virus or it has its own mind, because I'm always getting locked out every damn thing. If it's not my system, it's my phone system, or it's my email. Today, I was locked out.
Or it's your computer.
Email.
Like, your computer locks you out.
By itself. Like, I'm working, and then it's like, you have to update your credentials. What? But I'm inside the computer, so what do I need to update my credentials for?
I'm already logged in.
Oh, that shit drives me fucking nuts. And I know IT's probably like, what the fuck? They'll see, like, the request come up like, oh, my God, her again.
Not again. Third time this week.
Oh, my God. And, like, when I was trying to find out, like, what my password was, it's like, you changed it 9 days ago. I know it, damn it. So what is it? Okay, I had to admit, this time the email was my fault. I did forget it, but I found out what it was. It was my boo's name and his date of birth.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, so all of my passwords are some variation of my cat's name or my dog's name or both. Uh-huh. plus like a number and like it's like a character, like a percentage sign or something. Okay. But sometimes, like currently, my password for my computer is a random object that I like looked at and I was like, oh, that's a good password. What? And then like a number and then a number and then a percent sign. Cause like I was told that the best passwords are a random, like, totally random object. Like say you look at like your computer and you're just like, oh, perfect. So you type in computer and they're just like, okay, think of a random number. And you're just like, oh, like 82, like, you know, whatever. And then a random symbol, which is like, you know, like an exclamation point or a percent sign. So it's like your password is computer 82%. Like, you know, you're just like a random what? Object, a random nah. number and a percent sign. Or you can do the first letter of each word in the title of something.
Oh, my God.
So like if you were to do like, say, for example, you do like Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban. So you do capital H, capital P, lowercase a, lowercase t,
that's
capital
too much work.
P,
that's just
lowercase
too much work.
O, capital mm-mm. A, and then a number.
No, this is part of the reason why all my stuff always gets hacked. Like, especially like my Hulu or like my Netflix, like I'll get the notification. It'd be like, someone new logged into your Hulu account from Boston. I'm like, from fucking Boston? Who the fuck?
Like, is it because your password is easy?
It must be. So I had to change that. So, because the thing is, I'm not going to remember. So it's like, I have to have it.
Well, like, see, all of my passwords are like, I circulate the same like 3 or 4 passwords for everything. So I always remember what it is, because if I have a password for one thing, that's the same password for something else too. Like...
Yeah.
The same password for everything, but it's like a random password, so nobody can guess it. And like, you know, it's like my computer password is impossible to guess because it's just like it's a random object that I was looking at and a random number. You're gonna try to guess my password?
No, hell no. I'm just gonna have to start like doing random things so it could be more harder because. Well, no, then that's not going to work because it's going to defeat the purpose because I'm going to forget it. And
you
know
what?
What
you were looking
never
at?
Mind. it's just not working. I just need to like take some like vitamins from memory or something. I don't know.
Drink like one of those smoothies with like the reboot, like the boosting.
I am. That's what I'm going to need. I'm definitely going to need that. But anywho, it's been great. Sassy After Six, episode 2. It's me, Ivory, with my girl, Ebony. And we're just here.
Stay sassy, everyone.
Yeah,
you know,
really just... sassy. Yeah. Was I sassy today? I don't think I was sassy enough.
I don't really think I was that sassy either.
No,
I think
you
we
were.
Just, like, we're kind of ranting. Really? Was I?
Yeah, you were. I need to be more sassy. Well, I don't know. Is Ivory sassy?
I think Ivory's more sultry.
Ooh, hey guys.
Yeah, like sweet. Ivory's sultry Ivory. And Ebony is sassy. So that said, stay sultry and sassy, everyone.
Ooh,
try
exactly.
to be a combination of both, but if you can't find a friend, who's the other one?
Exactly. And I hope everyone has a great week. And maybe next week we might have a guest. Boo doo boo boo.
Ooh, maybe.
Guess who?
Alrighty, everyone. Have a great night.
All right.
Thank you for listening.
Night.